Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm and mundane conversation that is meant to help you find your way to sleep. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Marco Timpano.
Who you calling mundane?
Oh, you're very loud there for people trying to sleep.
Well, I'm sorry. That's the loudest I'll be today, I promise. I'm Amanda Barker.
And I'm Marco Timpano. I don't know if I mentioned my name. But
you did, but okay. It's so nice. Say it twice.
Hey. So, Amanda, I've been sort of... We have some listener requests for show topics, but they're going to require some research, so I'm not doing one today.
Okay.
But I couldn't think of a show topic, so I said, let me type into an AI platform.
Marco, you're feeding the beast.
I know, but this is a just to ask for topics.
This is where it helps, not hurts.
This is where it
careers.
Helps. I hope. Anyways, I just asked it to give me topics that we haven't covered on the Insomnia Project, and I figured let it look up all the episodes we've done.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Is that a good thing? I don't know.
Well,
so it can you can AI this show?
I don't know. There's so much you can do, but I can't worry about that right now. But I can tell you that it came up with 5 ideas.
Oh, no. It's so helpful.
It's so helpful. So let's talk about the never-ending chore debate.
Oh, that doesn't feel peaceful.
You sure it does.
The never-ending chore debate?
Like, are there any hacks or any funny little things that you do?
Oh, chore hacks.
Okay, chore hacks.
I don't know if I have any, but it's a great topic.
Certainly, we've been using an app that's proven to be quite interesting to help us keep on top of cleaning.
Yeah, let's start with that. So there's a few out there. Mm-hmm. The one, should we name the one we've been
using? Sure, we can name
it. It's called Toady.
And
I
don't
really get the name.
Today Tidy. I think they've combined those two together.
To make Toady.
Yeah. But we're not recommending it. It just happens they're not paying us to.
I mean, I think you could almost make your own program. I mean, really what it does is you program sort of all the rooms in your home or not even rooms, but spaces.
Yeah, so your spaces, because even the garden or the outside.
Yeah, or, you know, if you had like a one-bedroom apartment, you might divide it up, like kitchen, main entrance, living area, that kind of thing. So however you see your home.
You could put your car in there too if you wanted to.
It's actually not a bad idea.
It's actually not a bad idea.
We should probably put our car in there. There's a hack number one. Put your car in the cleaning app because it's a forgotten piece if you have one. So for us, and actually, you know what else I'd like to put in that cleaning app? Like tidying, sorting of receipts and sorting of papers. Because that really, you know, it's a lifestyle thing, but it's also a tidying tool. Because you and I have a lot of receipts, but even people that don't have to keep their receipts need or want to keep their receipts, which I understand.
Sure.
So, having a place to sort them and allowing yourself the time each week, month, whatever it is, to get them in the right places, I think is a great choice.
So this app that we use basically dedicates what area of the house, home, apartment, you name it, space that you live, needs to be cleaned in a certain monthly, weekly, daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it will remind you, wipe the counters in your kitchen, clean the inside of your fridge every month or so. Like, it'll give you a little friendly reminder of what needs to be done and prioritize that list for you.
And we're both on it, so we can see when a room is in need of something, it's red. When it's going to be in need of something, it's orange, which is weird. I would think yellow would be the right,
sure,
you know. And then when it's all up to date in its cleaning, then it's clear.
Right, or green.
Is it? I don't think it's green.
I think the task turns green. But you're right, it should be red, yellow,
yeah,
and green.
But anyway, I agree with you. I mean, at the end, I mean, it's when you see a red room, red room, that you kind of go, okay, what is it that needs to be done? And that was me last week. I thought the kitchen was perfectly clean, and then I looked and we had not cleaned the fridge, which, yes, on an intellectual level, I knew that the fridge, you know, had some milk spillage, hadn't been wiped down in a while. I knew all that. But then seeing it on an app, whether fortunately or unfortunately, kind of triggered my brain to go, okay, you know what? I'd like to do that tonight so I can have a little clear circle. Silly as it sounds. I almost wish, and I don't know if you wish this too, that there was some kind of reward system to the app, whether it was a gift card when your house was all clear.
Sure.
Or if you had 5 days clear or something, that you would get a dollar to something, like something very small. But that for me would be a big motivator.
I see.
You know, which basically means I'm a 10-year-old that would like chore money.
Yeah.
But that is
an allowance, if you will.
An allowance.
Okay.
If I will, and I will. So maybe we can devise something for ourselves, or I don't know. But
here's a hack that I have.
Give it.
Okay. So, you know your bathroom garbage, if you have a garbage in your bathroom, which I recommend.
Yeah, you should probably, for those toilet paper rolls, etc.
Exactly. Well, you know how the garbage in the bathroom garbage should have a, what do you call it, liner, so that you can take it out, mm-hmm, and throw it away. What would you call that? It's not a liner, but a bag.
A liner or a bag.
Sure. So, you know, sometimes your bathroom's not in the most conveniently located spot for you to get bags and bring them up. So I get a roll of bags, mm-hmm, and I put it at the bottom of the garbage pail. Mm-hmm. So when I remove that garbage bag full of toilet paper rolls, makeup casings or whatever, I throw that away and the bag's there already ready to go.
You know what's funny? You never told me that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And for years I was like, where's this roll here? I just it didn't compute to my brain.
And when did you realize that's what it was for?
Right now.
Okay, well, there you go.
Honestly.
Now, the next thing on the list of us to talk about is the art of the perfect.
Wait, we're not done chore hacks.
Okay. What's your next chore?
We can do a whole hour on chore hacks.
Okay, give me a chore hack. It didn't seem like you had any.
I had, who decided that? You.
Okay.
I was going to say, when I was working in yoga studios, one of the things that they would say, mm-hmm, is that baking soda and vinegar can clean just about anything.
Oh.
And it's true. Baking soda and vinegar can honestly clean just about anything.
But if you put baking soda and vinegar, doesn't it like
foam?
Yeah. Like, doesn't it become an eruption of...
I mean, maybe, but you don't need them together. But in terms of like having a bit of grit to something versus a cleaning solvent, baking soda will do most of that work. And vinegar cleans, like a vinegar water solution in a spray bottle, which is probably the majority of what you and I use. Mm-hmm. It's what I used to clean that fridge last week, is really great. And I mean, a huge bottle of vinegar, like a liter or gallon bottle, depending on where you buy liquids.
They come in four liter jugs.
Okay. Here. Which would be 4 liters is a gallon?
Sure.
No, 4 liters would be 2 gallons, I think, or just about. Anyway.
I don't work in gallons, so I couldn't tell you.
In any event, a regular sized spray bottle, and I would say, like, what would you say, like a half cup, fourth cup of vinegar to water?
Sure.
Works wonders. And costs pennies. So I honestly think, like, for cleaning windows, for cleaning mirrors, for cleaning any glass surfaces, for cleaning the fridge, for cleaning the kitchen, obviously you don't have to worry about kids eating off of it. There's been a real movement in the last 10, 20 years for buying cleaning products that are all natural or sure. mostly natural and not using things with heavy
solvents
or, you know, you want a child to be able to eat off that surface right away. Vinegar and water will do most of the work for you. You don't have to pay a lot of money to get an all-natural cleaner.
If you have a volcano model and you want it to erupt, vinegar and water does the trick too.
Vinegar and water or vinegar and vinegar baking soda?
And baking soda, sorry. Vinegar and baking soda in the cylinder of right. the
baking
volcano.
Baking soda is great for toilets, for tubs, getting tub grime off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really, really great. And
do you have to make a little paste?
Yeah, you can. I mean, the thing about tubs and toilets is they're usually naturally a little bit wet anyway, so you don't need much.
I see.
But like a toothbrush and some baking soda or a nice scrubby brush and some baking soda will do a lot of the work.
You can brush your teeth with baking soda too.
Yeah, you can, and they used to all the time.
I know. I don't know if
I don't know if I want to, but
I don't know if it's dentist recommended.
Yeah, that's fair. Another hack I would say is, you and I do this. Now, this is for people who drink espresso, is use the coffee grinds to cut grease. So
I've never done this, and
I do this every day.
I'm really curious to find out.
You, instead of just dumping your coffee grinds, but again, a fine grind.
An espresso grind, sure.
An espresso grind. And we have espresso daily, so that's... And when I say we have espresso daily, please do not picture... And I know most of you know this already. Please do not picture a big, fancy coffee shop grade machine. We're using the little $20, what you would call a macchina or
Bialetti. Yeah.
Bialetti, the brand name.
It's called the Mocha as well.
Yeah. Just a little stovetop coffee maker.
By the way, they haven't been $20 since 1982, but we'll go.
Oh, we bought one for $20 once.
A three-person one, maybe.
Okay, fine, $40.
Okay.
Still, though.
We're not fancy.
My point.
We are not fancy.
We had one of those. It didn't work for us.
Yeah, a friend of us gave us one of those ones where you kind of, first of all, it took up a lot of room, and
yeah,
we have a small kitchen, folks. Maybe that's another hack. Have a small kitchen. And so we have just the stovetop, and we love it. And we have it every day.
So dumping those coffee grinds, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, they can't go down the drain. They'll clog up the drain.
Clog that drain.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
That's where I thought you were going. Okay.
Not quite. Okay. I mean, a little bit. Basically, if you have anything greasy, if you fried any kind of anything, a saute or a fry, you're going to have pans with a bit of residual oil or grease. That's just part of cooking. So a great little hack to cut into that grease is to use those coffee grinds. Just dump them in, let it soak there. The acid from the coffee is going to cut the grease. And
like
then,
in your pan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can use it as abrasive because it's not going to scratch.
That's true.
A slightly abrasive thing to just cut through that grease. Like I use soap too, so I'm not saying I don't, but it just helps the process along. And it's actually not bad if it's finely ground to kind of get some of those down the drain because it'll cut any of the oils, grease, fats that make their way down the drain.
We also use coffee grinds in our plants sometimes. We'll mm-hmm. put them in our front garden. They add, I believe, acidity mm-hmm. to the soil. So if you need acidity for your plants, speaking of plants, our tulips came up.
I know.
And you were talking about how lovely long they are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, but I also wanted to say coffee grinds and coconut oil make a great mask. Like for your face, like a nice exfoliating mask, especially as the seasons are turning and you want a little refresh. Honestly, the caffeine on your face kind of gets the blood flowing, and it moisturizes and it exfoliates.
If you have dry shoulders or dry
yeah,
elbows
it'd be great. Yeah.
Or dry knees?
Yeah, just do it in the bath so they can go down the tub. And same with the tub. Those grinds going down the tub are great for, you know, helping out any of the dirt or grease that might be down there from your
really?
Own.
Okay.
Yeah, from your own body.
Amanda's not a plumber, but she has
I'm not a plumber.
So don't take it with a grain of salt.
I mean, I don't think you should dump them routinely daily. Okay. I think once or twice a week is plenty.
Fair enough. Do we need a espresso grind app that tells us when we can dump that down the drain?
Put it in the thing. What was I going to say about the tulips? It seems like so off topic.
Well, because our tulips just came up and you said how tall they are and they didn't start off tall.
Right. Bulbed plants, which has really nothing to do with what we're talking about, except for that we use coffee grinds in a garden sometimes. Bulbed plants, I've noticed, this is just, I am not a gardener, I've noticed that when you first plant them that first year, they're much shorter. And every year they get a little longer. So if you're after those nice, elegant, long tulips, and you're in a climate that can grow tulips, which not everyone is, you know, a tulip that is a climate rather that's seasonal, then you have to wait a few years for them to get long. And they seem to get longer every year. Because I noticed the ones you planted last year are nice and short. And
well, they're stubby.
They're squat
in
our garden.
Squat.
But the ones that I planted the first year we got married, and we're on year 14, I think, now, they're nice and long and elegant the way I wanted them to look when I planted them all those years ago. So there you go.
All right. Any more hacks? Back to hacks.
Cleaning hacks.
Speaking of hacks, if you haven't seen the television series Hacks, I really recommend it. Strong language in that series.
Yeah. Not in this one.
I'm just giving Amanda time to think of hacks.
Well, no, I'm actually thinking about our circular vacuum and our robotic vacuum and why that hasn't been operated in a while.
I'll look at it. I think it needs a new battery.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it was...
Our number one red thing on this app is vacuuming. And I'm like, well, that would be eliminated if I could just hit that little button and let it zip around. But,
okay,
I notice it's been hibernating.
Okay, I'll look into that vacuum.
I think the other thing is, remember to clean up your entranceway. And I'm saying this mostly for myself. You know, the entranceway can take a lot of dirt coming in and out, people coming in and out of the house.
Sure.
And so you want to really stay on top of that almost daily. Like, let that be a daily task, which most people kind of forget about it. And by most people, I mean myself.
Well, the app tells us to do it.
I know.
Often,
we're behind. So. It's red. Our entranceway
is red. Okay,
red,
so yeah. We'll get to that.
I think that's good for hacks for now. I mean, okay. There wasn't much, but I'm sure I have other ones. And I'd love it if people who are still awake, if they want to add theirs, that would be
great.
Yeah,
let
too.
Us know what hacks you use to keep your house tidy and any hacks you share with us on Instagram or, you know, any other method you want to reach out to us, we will share with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The art of the perfect grocery list, or grocery list, depending on how you say it.
Have we not talked about that before? Sort of a tidying hack.
I don't know. Have we, Amanda? You're asking me like I have a running order of everything we've talked about. Have we?
I don't know.
Okay.
My mother,
Valerie Barker,
who does not listen to the program.
Nor will she appear on it.
She always had a list on the fridge going, and I do the same. She was much more on top of it than I was, but for basic things or things I know we want to get next time, I write it down as soon as we're running low or out. In my mother's case, she'd be half done something and then she'd put it on the fridge.
When we're at your mom's house, I'll often write gator meat on her.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a grocery list on someone's fridge, I recommend writing gator meat on it in their handwriting.
Unless they're vegan.
Unless they're vegan, then definitely write gator meat.
But for basic things, I
she
like to
Florida,
do it.
She lives in Florida, by the way, for any new listeners who are like,
yeah,
why would you write
gator meat?
And nor does she eat gator meat.
Exactly. Well, she may have, but... So things like, for us, basics would be oil, tuna, mayo, sugar, salt are things that have been on that
coffee.
List. Coffee.
That's what we eat, folks. That's
yeah, it's pretty much our... So boring. But other things, milk.
Sure.
Or whatever you use in that world. For us, we drink probably too much soda, so I'll put when we're out of certain pop or soda.
Sure. I don't think we need to list what we put on our grocery list, but just if there's a
grocery. Well, those are basics, yeah.
Now, do you write it on a particular type of paper?
Well, my mother also likes to give us magnetic pads to put on our fridge for that reason. For her, that's a very useful gift. We should really be giving them to her, I realize.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mother's Day's coming up.
Yeah. Make a personalized grocery list. That's actually a good Mother's Day present anyone who doesn't know what to get their mom.
Do you have hacks for avoiding impulse buys when you're grocery shopping?
People always say don't grocery shop hungry, and I think it's a really good tip. You know, other people say shop the periphery aisles. Mm-hmm. I don't pay attention to that one because some of those things that I just listed, in fact, all of them would not be in the periphery aisles. And I don't think it's sensible to have cupboards, cabinets, or a fridge full of things that are going to spoil in a week or week and a half. Food waste is something I'm really passionate about in terms of eliminating it. And certainly in our own lives, I try really hard to not have any food waste or very little. So with that in mind...
How are we on the mushroom train? We had a bunch of mushrooms.
We have two fresh packs of mushrooms ready to go.
Okay.
But I haven't opened them up. We used one.
Great.
They were a dollar. Mushrooms for a dollar. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I had to buy three.
My thing is to shop the bargain bin area of your grocery store if you have one. It's my favorite place to go in the grocery store. We used to have a grocery store really close to our home that is now condos, sadly, but... It would have a book section. I know it doesn't make sense. Why would a grocery store have a small discounted book section? But it did. And nothing gave me more delight than to go to the book section. And I got some amazing books that I would have heard of in the grocery discount book section. It would have books and like pastry items and like chocolates and things from all over the world that were discounted, and nothing made me happy.
Was it on a cart?
It had a permanent cart. So it looked like, you know how oranges and grapefruit come on a wooden station?
Yeah.
It had a small station that was on wheels, but after a certain point, the wheels were no more because the discount book / international sweet station was just too wonderful.
Why did they do away with it? I don't understand. I remember when you and I first started dating, you said, come to my grocery store. And then you said, first I go to the library.
And what did you think?
And then we went back and
what did you think when I said
discounted cookbooks. And I was like, okay.
It wasn't just cookbooks.
Okay, yes. But there were cookbooks there.
Of course. I mean, it is a grocery store.
It was a melange of all, it would be a foreign war correspondent, cookbook, you know, cookies. It was an interesting catch-all cart.
I think more bookstores should have that kind of feel to it.
This is a chain grocery store, too. It wasn't an independent grocery store.
No, this was a national chain grocery store. It had a library book section. What did you think when I said, let me take you to my grocery store library?
I don't know. I was just following your little... Because you and I, and we've talked about this a lot, are different with our shopping. We grew up with different... different
philosophies?
Yeah, different cultural philosophies with food. Honestly, truly.
Sure, sure.
And so I was not a grocery shop every other day person. Mm. I'm still not. I need to know that the house has lots of food in it at all times and lots of options for food. I also shop like a like a snowstorm is imminent, even in July. So
like a thunderstorm too,
or a thunderstorm, or any kind of storm, so that
you actually shop like you are a storm in the grocery store.
I shop like my name is Stormy.
Yeah,
I'll leave it.
Okay, fair enough. And I flitter in and out of grocery stores as needed.
Like, oh, a brick of coffee, I could use that. Or a nice baguette. These are nice. Oh. These Dunkaroos are on sale, or these vitamins are on sale. I think that's a good price. They don't expire yet. And an orange. That'll be a grocery shop for you.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with
that. Some chocolates. Or you'll be like, this is on sale, or I picked up this.
Don't forget, I often will buy exotic things.
Yes. dragon fruit? Yes, please.
Yeah. If it's something that I've never encountered before or something different, I'll bring it home.
Whereas I'm like, get the grocery cart. Where's my list? All right, let's do a shop. Although I have to be honest, I don't do that like I used to.
It's true.
We have a different system now. I use a lot of food boxes because I actually find, and I don't have one that I'm loyal to. I rotate in between three different companies usually. And obviously I don't have them coming in when we're away or whatever, but I usually get one of those if I know we're going to be home and working from home all week or whatever. And so I get one of those, and then every 6 weeks or so we do a big shop at a Costco, I can say it, for things like oil.
Wow, we're running on oil bender.
Well, we needed oil. We were down on oil this week. We got some. We're fine now.
You can listen to our olive oil episode a few episodes back. We needed olive oil, and we mentioned the brand that we like.
We got it. So. Yeah. Anyway, I know I keep saying oil. It's been an oily episode.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, and that's basically how grocery hacks, if you will.
Buy that baking soda, buy that vinegar.
And there you go. And that brings us to the end of this particular episode. Amanda, thank you so much. Amanda's going to scoot off to work in just a moment. I'm going to edit this episode and put it up. And then I'm off to work a little bit later on today. Wherever you are, we hope this episode has helped you in some way, shape, or form. Let us know your grocery or cleaning hacks, and we'll mention it on the show. Until next time, I'm Marco Timpano.
I'm Amanda Barker.
And we hope you were able to listen and, of course, sleep.